Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. And don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, available at retailers throughout Pennsylvania.
And welcome back to the Keystone Kickoff Show. It's quarter number four, brought to you by DraftKings. We all love a high-scoring NFL game, but at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL, you'll be a winner once a single point is scored. New customers who bet just $1 on any team to score can win $100 in free bets. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and make sure you use code KSN. That's code KSN this week at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, new customers only, restrictions apply, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. It is quarter number four, and before we get into it, we've got to announce our winner from our Ask Ross segment, and that winner is Lee from Mount Lebanon. Andy, you'll appreciate this. Lee complimented Ross, and he agreed with me. That greased the skids for his victory.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Way to go. Good job, Lee from Mount Lebanon. You knew how to get yourself a KSN sweatshirt.
All right. I am Jim Galante. That was Andrew P. Shea, you heard. And yes, once again, we have a special guest with us, the absolute dean of Pennsylvania high school football coverage, Eric Epler from Penn Live. Eric, just like it was last week, absolutely great to have you with us, buddy.
I appreciate it, Jim. Thanks for having me back on.
Well, it was so much fun last week, and it went so fast. What we were doing with Eric is talking about these PA high school football players who have made their way to Penn State in the 22 class, and we didn't get to all of them last week, so we thought, let's bring Eric back and get right to it. These are guys, what I find fun about this segment is both Andy and Eric have seen these guys live. They're not talking about highlights they saw on tape. They were actually there in the stadium, on the sidelines, watching these guys play. And one of the guys who surprisingly gets overlooked because he's a quarterback is Bo Prabula. And it's, you know, ever since Drew Aller committed to Penn State, Prabula took a little bit of a back seat. But if you've watched his film, or he's at least impressed me. I'm going to ask you guys, let's start with you, Eric. What are Penn State fans going to get with Bo Prabula?
I put in big, bold letters, winner, winner. That's how I describe Bo Prabula. And I know it's real easy to get real excited about quarterbacks, isn't it? Like incoming quarterbacks. We get more excited about those guys than anything because obviously they're playing the best position or the most vital position for your offense. So you get real excited, and obviously Penn State and Drew Aller coming in as well. There's a lot of excitement around that five-star guy, and he's tremendously too. But Bo, to me, is just an absolute winner. I think that's what Franklin of Penn State is getting in this kid. You're not going to find a quarterback on the high school level who's better prepared week to week. If you talk to anybody in York County, too, they'll tell you the same thing. This kid lives and breathes the game of football. He loves studying, loves finding gaps in opposing defenses for the upcoming week. And there's just this air around him that just screams, follow me. And everybody just lines up behind him and does. Because he does all those good things. It's not just about his ability when he steps between the lines and you know, starts slinging it around. I mean, he's got great abilities, don't get me wrong. But there's just this calmness and this air around this kid that elevates everybody in the supporting cast. That's what's most likable about Bo. Now, you flip over to the intangibles. You see the rocket arm. You see that just unbelievable. He's got sort of breakneck speed for a quarterback. And it's not really appreciated until you see him scramble and pick up big yardage. And that's really the way the game is now at the college level. You need to have a guy who can almost do both and be that dual threat guy. So he'll improve a lot on his touch just through repetition, obviously, and playing against better competition. Right now, he's more of a slinger. He's more of a guy who just, you know, throws everything sort of at one pace. He's got a great arm, don't get me wrong. But that the repetition and stuff, the finesse will just get better and better with this kid, and you know he's going to work hard. So that's the first thing I think about when I think of Bo, is just an absolute winner, and that's the kind of guy I want on my roster for sure.
Andy, you know, especially when Eric uses the description winner for him, Bo Prabula has oftentimes been compared to Trace McSorley. You'd use the description winner, that's another good comparison to Trace McSorley, isn't it?
Yeah, it's the other comparison to Trace McSorley that I like to make is what you needed, he kind of almost got you, right? Like if it's 3rd and 6 or 4th and 12, and he has this knack for getting what you need or getting his team what they need, whether it's with his legs or with his arm. And I liked the one part that Eric said where he's a student of the game, right? Like, in some respects, I think he was like a bit of a mini offensive coordinator. Like, he studies so hard and finds gaps and little seams, and he'll have ideas and suggestions. I think he's got great touch. What was his completion percentage? It was right around 70-something percent.
Yeah, it was right around 70-some, yeah.
Yeah, he's got really good touch, and he knows where he wants to go with the ball. But he also, he never looks panicked, hurried, or stressed, or pressed. And whether it's with his legs or with his arm, you always have this feeling of, well, that's exactly what you want or need to happen, and Bo's just going to do it. It's just one of those intangible things that, you know, the defense is leaning up against them. They've had him in 3rd and 6 twice in a drive, and somehow he's managed to convert it. Next thing you know, you're down 14 points, right? Like, it's just the way he keeps the offense moving that I think is a big deal for him. I think at the college level, I mean, he's not like he is a gunslinger. Eric's right. Like, he's a slinger, but he's also a one-speed slinger. Like, he kind of throws the ball in a one-speed motion. I think he'll get better at that. But if you have 70% completion touch already, you already know how to get the ball where it needs to go. It's just, how do you get those, you know, more nuanced throws at the next level playing FBS Power 5 college football? But I know they love Drew Aller, but you can count on one thing. As long as Bo Prabula is there, he's pushing. He's pushing to be on that field, no matter how many stars anybody else has. He doesn't care. He will push.
Okay, Eric, last week we talked about some of the Philadelphia commitments, and there were 4 of them, Philadelphia and Philadelphia area. Last year we highlighted Drew Shelton and Keon Wiley, who you were high on both of them. Let's talk about the other guys, though, and the two names are Abdul Carter, he's a linebacker, and Ken Talley listed as a defensive end. What can you tell us about these guys?
Well, you look at Carter. Carter's obviously got the most college football-ready body. I mean, he's 6'4 right now, like 235-ish. Yep. He's long. He's lean. He's got the kind of body where he could step in right away. What I really liked about Carter, and we were obviously disappointed because LaSalle College High School played at Bishop McDevitt in week 1 of the season. He did not play in that game. He and Samuel Brown, the really strong running back, did not play in that game. But I saw Abdul Carter in person last year. And what I really liked about him was the fact that how he fills holes, how he fills the gaps. And that the thing is, it's one of the things, it's hardest to teach sort of a high school linebacker is not just getting to your spot, but running through your spot. That's one of the toughest things to kind of get in the minds of young linebackers. Coaches work on that all the time, because if you get to the hole and sit, you may have the ability to stop right there, but you want to run through the ball carrier. Carter was doing that for 3 years ago. I mean, it was just ingrained in his head on how to attack. Now, at some points, that gets you in a little bit of trouble. You may find yourself overrunning plays and things like that, but that's just the raw ability of this kid. I mean, he's going to be a tremendous backer. He's going to be a guy who, you know, if he sits and absorbs all of this knowledge early on, I mean, this kid could be dynamic in the future. I spoke last week about how I'm really high on Wiley. This kid might even be that kind of player because he's the most ready right now physically. And I just really like how he attacks the football. Yeah, he's got, you know, he's got a lot to learn still. Obviously, all these kids do. It's a different world once you get into an FBS camp. You know, you go from a high school to an FBS camp. But he's going to benefit so much from these coaches up there and learning about the position. And obviously, it's linebacker you. So the only question, I don't know, Andy, you might have some more inside knowledge on this is, you know, because that body's getting bigger, you know, he's already, like you said, he's 6'4 right now, 235-ish. You know, does he wind up in 2 years playing defensive end? I mean, I think that's his quickness is there already. I think he's a 4'5", a late 4'5" guy. So he could wind up there.
He could wind up there easily. I like his couple things real quick. I like his ability. I like his tackling ability, especially in tight spaces. He's a good tackler, right? Like that's sort of a Micah Parsons thing that I always like to talk about. Micah was an underrated, like you go down. Micah gets his mitts on you, you're going down. And the other thing is his fifth gear. Oh my gosh. His fifth gear in the open field, whether it's side to side or chasing down a quarterback on a straight line, ridiculous. Ridiculous open field speed hunting down a ball carrier. It is, there's a fifth gear, you can see it, and you're like, whoa, 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 whoa. And as we talked about last week, you do the like, whoa, 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 hold on here. And he's got it. So I think they could line him up at three different positions. I really think they could. Depends on how his body develops.
Real quick, Eric, how about Ken Talley, the defensive end?
Yeah, Talley was an early pledge. I think it was about 16 or 17 months ago when Talley pledged to Penn State. He's going to, you know, to me, is still a sort of raw product. Yep. But you can see it. I mean, you see flashes, you know, of about not just his ability, but his sort of intentions, if you will. Like when he turns it up, and he can turn it up a notch or two, it's very impressive to watch. Just because he's got that quick edge rush, he's got that quick first step. He can beat guys on the swim. He could go through guys. Right now he's only about 230, something like that. But I think I like him too. But he's a guy who really needs. To me, needs the instruction and needs to kind of absorb a lot of things there once he gets into camp and once he gets the instruction, the personal instruction for his position. But he's sort of a diamond in the rough to me.
All right, very good. We're going to have to end it right there. Thank you so much, Eric. Thank you, as always, Andy. That is it for our show. Thank you all for listening. Be sure you join us next time on the Keystone Kickoff Show.
We all love a high-scoring NFL game, but at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL, you'll be a winner once a single point's scored. New customers who bet just $1 on any team to score can win $100 in free bets. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code KSN. That's code KSN this week at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only. New customers only. Restrictions apply. In partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light want to remind you that fall is the best season. Why? Because of football. Leaves. Fantasy football, flannel, beards, tailgating. Oh yeah, and more football. Welcome to the best season ever. Grab some Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Because it's time to get undomesticated. Beer. Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.